Welcome back to The Science Behind Dreams. In our last episode, we explored cultural and religious perspectives on dreams and how different societies saw them as messages from the divine or connections to the spiritual world. Today, we'll return to science and psychology to examine something many of us have experienced, the idea that dreams can help solve problems. Have you ever gone to bed frustrated with a puzzle, only to wake up with the answer? Is there truth behind the saying, sleep on it? Sleep is not just rest. It's an active process where the brain reorganizes, replays, and tests information gathered during the day. During REM sleep, the brain's associative networks are free to make new connections without the usual restrictions of logic and judgment. This unusual freedom may allow solutions to surface that we might never think of while awake. Studies show that people who sleep after working on a problem often perform better than those who stay awake. Researchers believe this is because the brain continues to process unfinished tasks during dreaming, sometimes leading to fresh insights. History provides striking examples of breakthroughs that came in dreams. Friedrich August Kekulé, the chemist who discovered the ring structure of benzene, dreamt of a snake biting its tail, which gave him the idea of a circular molecular structure. Elias Howe, who invented the sewing machine, dreamed of being threatened by warriors carrying spears with holes near their tips. This led him to design the sewing needle. Paul McCartney's Yesterday emerged from a dream melody that he played immediately upon waking. These stories show that dreams can connect fragments of knowledge in ways that create new, usable solutions. Why are dreams so effective at problem solving? There are three main reasons. Detachment from logic. The rational, critical brain is less active during REM sleep, allowing ideas to flow more freely. Emotional processing. Dreams weave in emotional experiences, helping us see problems in new light or from different perspectives. Memory integration. Sleep strengthens important memories and weakens unnecessary details, clearing mental noise so insights can stand out. Yes, and many people do it intentionally. Here are some methods. Dream incubation. Before bed, focus on a specific problem and tell yourself you'll dream of a solution. Place reminders, like a note or an object, near your bed. Dream journaling. Write down your dreams immediately upon waking. Even fragments can contain useful associations. Lucid dreaming. If you can become aware you're dreaming, you can direct your dream toward exploring solutions. While not every attempt works, training yourself to engage with dreams increases the chance of uncovering creative answers. Of course, not all problems can be solved in dreams. Complex tasks requiring precise logic or step-by-step analysis, like advanced math proofs, are less likely to be resolved. Dreams are best at creative, open-ended problems where unusual connections or new perspectives are valuable. Also, dreams are not always reliable guides. Just as they can generate brilliance, they can also produce nonsensical or impractical ideas. The challenge lies in sorting out which dream insights are worth pursuing. Dreams are more than nighttime stories. They're a creative laboratory where the brain experiments with ideas, emotions, and memories. Sleeping on it works because the dreaming mind has the freedom to connect things in ways waking logic never allows. Whether you're an artist, a scientist, or simply facing a personal dilemma, your dreams may hold surprising solutions. In our next episode, we'll explore dream déjà vu, why some dreams feel eerily familiar, as though we've lived them before. Are they tricks of memory or something stranger? Until then, sleep well, and don't be surprised if tonight's dream gives you tomorrow's answer. This is the science behind dreams.